Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 8, The Seed of David Becoming the Son of God. Friday, Related Verses. Matthew 1:20. But while he pondered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. For that which has been begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 2:11. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Ephesians 1:19-20. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies. Hebrews 2:14-15. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is the devil, and might release those who because of the fear of death through all their life were held in slavery. John 17:5. And now glorify me along with yourself, Father, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Acts 3:13. The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. Related reading. The spirit of holiness in Romans 1:4 is in contrast with the flesh in verse 3. Just as the flesh in verse 3 refers to the human essence of Christ, so the spirit in verse 4 does not refer to the person of the Holy Spirit, but to the spiritual essence of Christ's divinity, that is, the divine essence of Christ. When Christ became a man and thereby put on humanity, he did not give up his divinity. According to his humanity, he was the flesh. According to his divinity, he was the spirit. Christ is therefore one person of two natures, the divine nature and the human nature. Jesus' divinity is the spirit of holiness. This divinity, being the spirit of holiness himself, has the divine power and the divine element to transform Christ's humanity, thereby making it divine. A carnation seed is designated not by being labeled, but by being buried into the ground and by growing into a blossoming carnation plant. This indicates that the carnation seed is designated according to the life which is within it. That is, it is designated according to life. In the same principle, when Christ was resurrected from among the dead, he was designated in power by resurrection according to the spirit of holiness that was in him. Now he is the Son of God in a way that is more wonderful than before, for now he has both the divine nature and the resurrected, transformed, uplifted, glorified, and designated human nature. As the Son of God with both divinity and humanity, Christ is now the pattern and model for the mass production of the many sons of God. The key to understanding how these many sons are brought into being is in Romans 1:3 and 4. In these verses, there are a number of crucial terms. According to the flesh, according to the spirit of holiness, power, resurrection, and Son of God. Verses 3 and 4 actually summarize the whole book. The book of Romans is a record of sinners in the flesh becoming sons of God in power and by resurrection. According to the flesh, we cannot be designated sons of God. We can only become sons of God according to the spirit of holiness. As believers in Christ, we have both the flesh, which we received of our natural parents, and the spirit of holiness, who has been given to us by God. Like the Lord Jesus, we also have two natures, the human nature and the divine nature. Now we can boldly say, Lord Jesus, you have two natures and we have two natures also. You were made flesh and we also are flesh. Within you, there was the spirit of holiness, and within us, there is the spirit of holiness. Oh, within us, we have the spirit of holiness, who is Christ himself. Holiness is the substance, the essence, the element, the nature of God. This holy nature of God is absolutely different from all other things and separate from them. The spirit of holiness refers to God's very essence. Thus, by having the spirit of holiness, we have God's substance within us. According to the spirit, we are being designated the sons of God. According to the flesh, we all are troublesome, both to the church and to those with whom we live. But we do not need to have our being according to the flesh, for we have the option of being according to the spirit. By your own will, you may decide either to have your being according to the flesh or according to the spirit. May the Lord be merciful to us so that we may choose to live according to the spirit. We urgently need to learn how to walk according to the spirit.